This is KNKX. A massive liquefied natural gas project is currently under construction in the port of Tacoma. A tank that's about 10 stories tall is nearing completion. The LNG created at the facility is meant to replace diesel used by marine vessels and would also be a backup source of natural gas for homes and businesses in Western Washington. But there's still lots of controversy over whether this project should go forward. Earlier this month, Governor Jay Inslee suddenly announced he no longer supports Tacoma LNG or another natural gas facility in Kalama. This is complex material, and there's a lot at stake. So we're taking a few days to understand how evolving science has complicated the issues around LNG. We start with a conversation between KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe and Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Bellamy, this is Puget Sound Energy's facility, and the company's already building it. But now the governor has changed his mind about the project. What happened here?
Well, as you know, Inslee is now running for president on a climate change platform. And he was signing a bunch of clean energy legislation earlier this month and surprised a lot of people by announcing his change of heart. Let's take a listen briefly to how he described his reasoning.
Being committed now to 100% clean electricity and signing a bill prohibiting fracking in Washington state, we want to be consistent to that spirit of progress.
He's taken back his recommendation on these two projects, saying the science is increasingly clear that natural gas is damaging to the climate and it accelerates global warming because people are now looking at the entire life cycle of this fuel.
So what do you mean by that?
So the life cycle is looking at the entire process of production, extraction, and transport, not just the emissions at the point of combustion, but that entire process. Natural gas is primarily methane, which in and of itself, even before you burn it, is a very powerful climate warming greenhouse gas. And it leaks along the way of all of that extraction and production. So if you take all of that leaking into account, that changes the equation pretty dramatically.
So where are we in the process now?
Well, we're pretty close to the end. Really just one clean air permit is kind of standing in the way of final approval of this plant. But just a little bit of background here. Tote Maritime was the instigator of this facility. They wanted cleaner fuel for their ships. So they put out a request for proposals for liquefied natural gas. Puget Sound Energy jumped at the opportunity and collaborated with the port to put together a proposal. Initially, the environmental impact statement was done by the city of Tacoma, but there were a lot of questions about this life cycle aspect of natural gas. And so the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency jumped in and said they were going to do a supplemental environmental impact statement and take that full life cycle and all of those methane leaks into account. We're still waiting for that permit from the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, and there's no real word yet on when that will come out, maybe this fall?
So there's no final permit, but you said the project is already half built. How can that be?
That is a question that a lot of people have been asking. So I put the question to Puget Sound Energy, and spokesman Grant Ringel told me basically that nothing has been built on the site that is an emitting component. Here's what he said.
So construction actually has never started on components that would possibly emit either methane or other emissions. Those components have to wait on the air permit, which we are. So the things that have been built are things like ground preparation, the sealed tank, the pipeline that goes to tote, that sort of thing.
And they're holding off on building the refrigeration units that will super cool the gas and make it liquid, and also any filtering equipment. They're waiting to build these things until they get that clean air permit.
But emitting or not, this has still been controversial.
That's right. And one of the higher profile critics of the project has been the state attorney general's office. They were contacted by lots of concerned groups, environmentalists, community groups in Tacoma, the Puyallup tribe. So the AG's environmental counsel, Bill Sherman, looked into it and he wrote a scathing critique of the project's initial environmental impact statement. He said if you read it, you would never know that the project had already been under construction.
Given the fact that an environmental impact statement is supposed to be a classic look before you leap process. The idea behind doing an environmental impact statement is to make sure that we understand the potential environmental impact of a project before you do it. And we were a bit concerned that the way that this process had gone was somewhat putting the cart before the horse.
So he says that kind of EIS sets a really bad precedent. It has been revised for this final supplemental EIS. He says the AG's office isn't completely satisfied with the way that it's been rewritten. They're probably still considering what they're going to do about that.
So what could stop the project from moving forward at this point?
Well, like I said, it sounds to me from my conversation with Bill Sherman that they're looking pretty closely at this final supplemental EIS, considering a lawsuit perhaps, as are several groups. There's still a lot of controversy also about an aspect to this final supplemental EIS that I am calling the Canada question. It came to the conclusion that as long as the gas used in the facility comes from Canada, then the net greenhouse gas emissions from the facility would go down. And they say that the reason for this is that, for example, Canada has much better regulations on the methane leaks, and they're just ahead of other countries in terms of that. You know, as far as Puget Sound Energy is concerned, they're good to go. But other groups disagree. The Puyallup tribe is contesting this, and they have land all around the location of this liquefied natural gas plant. They're very concerned about this. They say they weren't adequately consulted before construction. They have concerns about safety if this facility actually goes into operation and potential pollution that could interfere with their tribal treaty rights. So they haven't taken any legal action yet, but they say they are ready to do whatever it would take to stop this facility from completion.
All right, Bellamy, thank you, and looking forward to hearing much more from you about this.
Thank you, Kirsten.
The next part of our reporting about the LNG issue is with a conversation between KNKX's Bellamy Palethorpe and Tarika Powell with the Sightline Institute. You can also find more information at our website, knkx.org. Puget Sound Energy and Tote Maritime have been among KNKX's financial supporters. Funders do not have any influence over our news coverage.